Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about what's ahead in 2011. I'll discuss our economy, the U.S. dollar, and some major changes we're starting in March. And next Friday, on January 28th, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, though, I want to let you know that we're starting our once-a-year prosperity training program, 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business. This starts next Monday. Yes, Monday, January 24th. This program is guaranteed to increase your prosperity or your money back. And whether you work in business, own one, or just want a more prosperous life, this course will give you the tools to have one. It will also help you accomplish more while doing less. It's taught by telephone, so you can attend from any location. And we have recordings and study guides available for each class. So go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the link for the 8 Keys Prosperity course. Starts Monday. And plus, I have important news for you. This year, we're starting the pre-order sale for the 2012 Good Timing Guide early. This means that now through March 10th, you can save about 20% on your Good Timing Guide and or newsletters for next year. And it's your pre-order that allows us to print the guide. So we thank you with this special sale once a year. It's the only sale we have for new guides. And if you want to be more successful in 2012 and get better results for your important activities, then a Good Timing Guide is essential. It lets you know when to take important actions and when to wait. And you can order securely at the Polaris store by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or you can call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Now, lastly, I just want to remind everyone in the Portland, Oregon area that I'll be speaking at the Oregon Astrological Association meeting on February 18th and 19th. And my topic will be astrology's economic forecast for 2011 on Friday night. Then on Saturday, February 19th, I'll talk about 10 keys to thriving during our economic changes. And to learn more, go to my site. Yes, that's right, askmadeline.com, askmadeline.com. And on the homepage, click on the link for my appearances. So what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, I want to mention that crazy story that came out a week ago about your sun sign being wrong due to the Earth's wobble. Well, now, if the media had just asked any competent astrologer about that story, they would have known that it wasn't news at all. In fact, some of the information was completely erroneous. Astrologers have known for thousands of years that over long periods of time, the Earth's wobble causes the constellations to not line up with the seasons. So this wasn't news to any of us. In fact, Western astrology has never used the constellations to determine a sun sign for this reason. Western astrology uses the seasons to determine when the sun is in a particular sign. So no matter what your sun sign is, it's still the same. Vedic astrology, which is used primarily in India and other parts of Asia, does use the constellations to determine your sun sign. That's a different system from the one we normally use here. But I also want to mention that both systems work. Now, what about that new sign we heard about? The other piece of the story was about a 13th constellation, Ophiuchus, which we were told is a new sign. But by the standards of astronomers, yes, the actual International Astronomers Union, in fact, Ophiuchus is not recognized as a zodiac sign. There are many constellations, but only the ones that connect to the ecliptic are considered to be zodiac signs. And Ophiuchus does not meet that criteria and has never been accepted as a zodiac sign for that reason. So from my perspective, the entire story was irrelevant. It hasn't been news for more than 2,000 years, and it was erroneous as well. So wouldn't it be nice if the media would start checking their facts again? Keep your sun sign. It's still yours. Okay, now back to the heavens. First of all, we're still in that unusual period of time when all the planets are moving forward. So this makes it easier for us to move forward, too. And this won't last long, though, because late on January 25th, Saturn goes retrograde or starts moving backwards. And as soon as that occurs, we'll start working on reorganizing and restructuring things. So we have about 4 more days to take advantage of this strong forward motion. So get as much done between now and next Tuesday, January 25th, as possible. Now, beginning today, we're entering a period when we're likely to experience more physical energy. And it's just in time to help us move forward, too. This is related to the cycle of Sun conjunct Mars, which started yesterday on January 20th. Now, this cycle is occurring in the sign of Aquarius, so you might witness people being more verbally aggressive or assertive depending on how it's used. The higher levels of physical and mental energy will peak on February 1st through February 5th, and they'll stay in range through February 18th. So these energies will be with us for a while and give us some much-needed support. I recommend that you get extra physical exercise during this time where your body will not know what to do with all the extra energy. And getting the exercise will bring you more mental clarity and higher levels of productivity, too. Now, next, we also have a very grounded communication cycle. This cycle is Mercury square Saturn. It wants to get down to business and get the work done. This energy is excellent for planning purposes and focusing on projects. However, it can also be very judgmental, critical, and rigid in its approach. So be careful not to fall into those traps or you can cut yourself off from the flow during this period. This cycle came into range yesterday on January 20th. It peaks on January 26th, and it stays in range through January 30th. Now, next, we have another cycle, nice grounded cycle, as a matter of fact, that came into range today on January 21st. And this cycle is related to long-term working relationships, long-term partnerships, and contracts. This cycle is Venus sextile Saturn. It suggests that each party understands their responsibilities to the relationship and that the relationship can endure. It's a good cycle for signing long-term contracts, provided other factors are right. And this cycle peaks on Monday, January 24th, and it stays in range through January 26th. It can also be used for cost-cutting and eliminating unnecessary clutter or stuff from our homes and workplaces. Very important. Next, we have a big change occurring tomorrow on January 22nd. The planet Jupiter moves into the sign of Aries. If you happen to know anyone with Jupiter in Aries, often these people are fearless. In fact, they can best be summed up by the old adage, fools rush in where angels fear to tread. Now, that should give you a hint regarding what this energy is like. Jupiter is the planet associated with abundance and growth, and no matter what it touches, it makes everything bigger. In the sign of Aries, we see the growth of companies associated with the following types of industries: entrepreneurial or pioneering companies, construction companies, military weapons and ammunition, survival companies, physical fitness, gyms and equipment, outbound training companies, mechanical and thermal engineering companies, furnaces and heating systems, vision care, eyeglasses or ophthalmologists. Now, Jupiter will remain in the sign of Aries for only a short 4.5 months until June 4th, 2011. And although these companies are getting some growth during this period, since Saturn is in Libra and challenging these same industries to consolidate, they won't get as much growth as they would have without that limitation. Even so, it may give those companies some breathing room to help them get through this economy. Now for a tip from my 2011 Good Timing Guide. This week, your tip is this. Notice that today and next Tuesday, January 25th, we have a timeout followed by something falling out. Don't try to take important actions during these times. Either nothing will come of it, or you'll go down the path only to have the deal or situation fall apart. There's also a falling out tomorrow morning on January 22nd until 9:12 a.m. Pacific time. Lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. You'll get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. So you don't have to take notes to register to receive this information. Just go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And the link is in a box at the top right of the homepage. It's free. So get signed up today. Now, what's ahead for us in 2011? Is the worst over for the economy? When I come back from this short break, I'll talk about what's ahead for the economy, the U.S. dollar, our major changes in March, and much more. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
So this may sound simple, but when you're planning a road trip, you have to figure out where you're going first. With the Take Shape for Life program, the destination is living life at optimal health. So what does that mean? It means more energy. It means less medications. And yes, it means losing the extra pounds, which is actually part of the getting there. Talk to a Take Shape for Life health coach who's been there. Listen to their story and their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
There are 86,400 precious seconds in a day. How are you spending yours? Celebrating a decade of teaching bioenergy medicine, Earthwalk Institute of Healing Arts in Bellevue, Washington, offers fascinating, life-changing programs. Delve into the theory and practice of bioenergy healing, a profound complementary medicine in integrating ancient wisdom and modern science. Study energy, chakras, biofields, high sense perception, vibrational medicine, essential oils, and more. Each moment counts on your Earth Walk. Is it your time to thrive as a healer? Please visit earthwalkschool.com or 425-289-0152. That's earthwalkschool.com or 425-289-0152.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Bagel Oasis has been baking Seattle's best bagels since 1988, using only the finest natural ingredients and old-fashioned baking methods to create a bagel that is unparalleled. Now, add an array of specialty sandwiches and omelets, soups from scratch daily, and you have a delectable experience making Bagel Oasis my number one pick. So if it's a bag of fresh bagels or a breakfast or lunch treat that won't break your budget, Bagel Oasis is the place for you. Located in Seattle on 65th and Ravenna. Check out today's specials at SeattleBagelOasis.com and pre-order by calling 206-526-0525. That's SeattleBagelOasis.com. And remember, call 206-526-0525.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today, I'm talking about what's ahead for 2011. in the economy for the U.S. dollar and our major changes ahead in March. And after that, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. So what's ahead for 2011? Well, first of all, I want to welcome you to what will become the fastest year in the history of civilization. Seriously, this is the year that we'll enter the final stage of the Mayan calendar, and that will happen on March 9th. Now, the purpose of this final stage is to create unity consciousness. And here's the real kicker. According to Carl Kalman, we're going to do the same amount of transformation in the 234 days between March 9th and October 28th of this year that we've done in the past 12 years. This is an increase in the rate of change by at least a factor of 20. Everything will speed up exponentially. So what does this mean that we're going to create unity consciousness in 2011? Well, unity consciousness is not about everyone thinking or acting in the same way. In fact, it's just the opposite. Unity consciousness accepts all the differences in everyone and sees all the diverse expressions as different aspects of the Creator. This type of consciousness increases tolerance, understanding, and compassion. There's an article by Carl Kalman at www.kalman.com/content/articles.htm. Now, I've added this link to the What's Up in the Heavens for today, or Google Dawn of the Unity Wave for this article. That last stage of the Mayan calendar starts March 9th and ends October 20th, and this will be the fastest year ever in history, so buckle up. Now, I'll get back to some more major changes in March in a few minutes, but first I want to talk a little bit about the economy. Now, just where are we all in the changes we've seen, especially in the past 3 years? Well, for starters, we're now in the 12th year of a 40-year economic and social revolution. And we're also starting year 4 of a 16-year period designed for economic transformation. Now, as I've mentioned on past shows, this economic transformation is designed to help us create a sustainable economy. But it's been pretty challenging to get through the breakdown stages. Now, what's unsustainable about our economy? You know the answer to this. It's the level of debt that consumers, businesses, plus local and state governments have. All that debt is weighing down the economy like lead weights. And it's hard to grow and expand when you're being held down by way too much debt. This year especially, we're now seeing both astrological and physical evidence that municipal governments, hospitals, schools, and colleges, plus, of course, the federal government, all have too much debt. Municipal governments are already challenged to find buyers for their bonds. They now sell fewer bonds and pay higher interest to get any buyers. Now, this is just the warm-up for the year. At some point, the same thing will happen to the U.S. Treasury. Maybe it won't happen until after the Federal Reserve is done with their money printing scheme known as QE2 in June. But it's certainly on the universe's schedule for investors to wake up and demand higher rates for Treasury bonds. And why would they do that? The U.S. is in danger of having its bonds downgraded from their AAA status. That means the rating companies think there's a higher risk to the U.S. being able to pay off its Treasury bonds, and indeed, this is true. In fact, it's unlikely that the U.S. can ever pay off this level of debt. So a word to the wise. If you own Treasury bonds, make sure they're very short-term, because these bonds will be forced to pay higher rates sometime this year. And that will mean any bond which pays a lower rate will drop in value. So be aware and get ahead of this change. Now, just when can you expect to see the interest rates for local and state bonds increase? That's happening right now, and it's likely to continue through the rest of this year, at least until the end of 2011. Now, what about the federal government's U.S. Treasury bonds? When are they likely to have rate increases? This could start happening in the latter half of April through September. However, with the Fed's quantitative easing number 2 program, it's likely to wait until after June. So quickly, in relation to this, I also want to mention the U.S. dollar. Beginning in April, the U.S. dollar appears to become more and more unstable, and this situation occurs for most of the year. Now, this suggests that the value of the dollar will be erratic, sometimes up, sometimes down, throughout most of the year after March 11th. And that suggests that gold should still be a very good investment this year. It will certainly pay a lot more than any bank will give you for interest, and it will pay more than most stocks. Interest rates appear to be moving up for everything, particularly between April and early August. We'll get a taste of this, and then it should calm down a bit. But higher interest rates will be back for a long time come next February 2012, so get ready now. Now, let's get back to those major changes occurring in March, which will be here sooner than you think. Uranus, the change maker, re-enters Aries on March 11th, and he'll stay there for over 7 years. He leaves Aries for the last time in March 2019. So these energies will be with us for quite a while. Now, the last time Uranus was in this sign was between January 1928 and March 1935. Now, notice that we're having very challenging economic times back then as well. Now, during that time, Uranus square Pluto also occurred in March 1933, which was the bottom of the Great Depression. Now, back then, that cycle didn't come into range until March 1929. This time, when Uranus enters Aries on March 11th, it's already in range of the square to Pluto. This major cycle of revolutionary energies, the Uranus square Pluto, gets very close to exact in 2011. But it's not going to peak for the first time until June 24th of 2012. We'll have seven peaks of the Uranus square Pluto cycle between June 2012 and March 2015. So this suggests a great deal of economic transformation during this period. Indeed, the United States is one of the most major recipients of this transformation, including the very likely transformation of our currency and the potential for the U.S. to default by 2015. Now, in addition to the economic challenges we can expect, Uranus square Pluto also signals the return of the revolutionary energies we saw initially in the mid-1960s. Back then, every social revolution you could imagine got started. We had racial riots, the Vietnam War political riots, the sexual revolution with the pill, the environmental movement, and women's liberation with bra burnings. And we were also fortunate to have the TV show Star Trek, which provided us a model of where we were headed. So this won't just be an economic transformation and revolution. It will be a social one as well. Now, many new ways of living and working can occur with this cycle, and our technologies will change, probably against the wishes of the powers that be. Eventually, cars will run on something besides gasoline. We'll have systems that will provide our homes with electricity off the grid 24/7. You'll buy one of these and replace your power plant. Many new forms of energy will be introduced, and we may finally get ET technologies revealed and gain access to it. The most amazing things can happen. Now for the good news. Even though we have some tough challenges ahead of us to handle the debt and the currency issues, we're nearly out of the woods in some respects. There are two major cycles which give us a good indication of where the economy is headed. And one of these cycles, known as the Werner nodal cycle, has been shown to be very accurate for the U.S. economy. And from that cycle standpoint, we passed the bottom in late August 2009, and the economy is gradually headed to its next high in May 2017. However, we have had several negative secondary cycles for the economy in 2010, so it's maybe a little hard to tell that it got any better. Now, the other major cycle for the economy is based on Jupiter and Saturn. That cycle will have its bottom at the end of March, and then the economy will gradually get better through 2014. So even though we still have some major challenges ahead of us, especially with the Uranus square Pluto and our debt issues, there is light at the end of the tunnel. So stay out of fear and hold a vision of us recreating our economy so it's sustainable and healthy. Now, each week, I give you a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week, your tip is this. Do you have too much to do? Feeling overwhelmed just ensures that you will continue to feel more and more overwhelmed and have more and more of the too much to do. So instead, start a new story or mantra. I have more than enough time to get everything done on my list. Put this on your computer, your bathroom mirror, on your dash in your car, and any other place you could see it a lot. The more often you think this thought, the easier and faster it will be to notice that you do have more than enough time. Focusing on this thought will bring you more money as you relax and trust. Now, next Friday, on January 28th, after I talk about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. So tune in again next Friday. Lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to register now for 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business, which starts next Monday, January 24th. And also remember to pre-order your 2012 Good Timing Guide and newsletters so you can save on our once-a-year sale. You can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing. And is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey. One who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person. An experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Meet Kevin.
I was 60 pounds heavier than I am now. I was at 35% body fat. I was depressed. I was miserable.
Then Kevin consulted Seattle nutritionist Bev Kinblade, who made some adjustments in his diet.
It wasn't some fad diet. It was solid nutrition. My metabolism improved drastically. My energy shot up. My self-confidence, self-esteem. It was life-changing.
Find out about a free 30-minute nutrition appointment with Bev Kinblade at SeattleNutrition.com. SeattleNutrition.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.